For some, summer theater has likely been one of the most noticeable absences over the past 2 years. Well, that's changing this year in Penetanguishene with the King's Wharf Theater again welcoming back theater goers interested in taking in some lighthearted fare. Located at Discovery Harbor, the charming setting will be home to four Drayton Entertainment productions this summer. The season kicks off June 23rd with Sorry, I'm Canadian Too Too, a proudly unapologetic comedy. Starring Neil Aitchison, the production that runs until July 10 follows the trail of Constable F. Inkster after he has spent the pandemic tending to national security. Armed with some new political material, gifted comedian Neil Aitchison takes the stage as his beloved alter ego and provides hilarious insights on everything that is uniquely Canadian, the program description states. With its charming blend of music, humor and political satire, this production celebrates our distinct heritage and offers a fresh take on what it means to be a proud Canadian. Besides, side-splitting topical rants, the performance features a wide range of gems from the Great Canadian Songbook including, Alberta Bound, Fox on the Run, Blackfly, Song of the Mira, Eyes the B.A., Sunny's Dream and Farewell to Nova Scotia. And then from July 21 to August 6, King's Wharf features Buying the Farm, a rural romantic comedy penned by Shelley Hoffman and Stephen Sparks. Country Wit meets City Bluster in this fast-paced romantic comedy about the charms and challenges of maintaining the family farm, a performance description reads. The story follows aging bachelor farmer Magnus Bjornsson, who finds himself with mounting debt, some health concerns, and suburban neighborhoods encroaching from every direction. Just when he's thinking about retirement, Brad, a young real estate agent, arrives at the farm determined to succeed where others have failed. It might be a done deal, except that Magnus' great-niece Esme is unwavering in her resolve that this family farm is not for sale. And then from August 11 to 18, Ernest Thompson's timeless classic On Golden Pond hits the stage. The touching relationship comedy follows true love that spans the ages with wit, wisdom and warmth. The story follows Ethel and Norman Thayer as they return to their summer home on Golden Pond for the 48th year for some much-needed rest and relaxation. Their delightful summer routine is thrown for a loop when their daughter Chelsea visits for her dad's 80th birthday, bringing her boyfriend Bill and his teenage son in tow, a program note states. After an unexpected relationship blooms, fraught family dynamics come to the forefront as they are forced to navigate the generation gap through zippy, tart-tongued observations on fishing, literature, slang, marriage, and their own mortality. The season concludes with Wizard of Oz, the panto, which runs from November 10 to 26. You know the story, but you've never seen it like this, the Drayton Entertainment program states, noting the production will feature a winning combination of incredible music, lively dancing, outrageous costumes and, of course, audience participation. Just like past hits Sleeping Beauty, Jack and the Beanstalk, Cinderella, and Snow White, this entertaining panto adaptation of the famed fable is a must-see holiday spectacle packed with family fun.